מיקרא מוישה ודבר שם אלו מועד מועד למה. יש לו אובן שמתחילו סתם סוסם ואיקרא ולא פרש מיקר כשסוס ואיקרא זה נצא הוקו אחר כך פרש ודבר שם אלו then it says דבר שהנה הנה נהו שהשם יש ברוך הציון ומצרים ונוסל לנו תקף מצוס פסח מילה אחר כך קורא לנו סייב, אחר כך ליחי ממדבר, עמד ענן איש, עמד איש לילה, ענן ויום עמד איש, נוסן לנצא תויר, ציבות משכון, ועוסקי מקדש, סייחוי לנאם, סייחום, סייחו לכות, כמו של, מי שהיום אוהל ממקום חיישך, ולא יראו עולם, אוהם יום, סמדי חס ושלום, ונבסין לית, אז נזוי זה נקייב, ונאי מונה תקם אט, הוי מצינו איזה פסם להביא אוהלם, יבוד בי אמות מסויב, ולא אוהל גו בליין חס ושלום, לכן צורך להרס לב הדרוגה, שמתחיל לא איזה סדק, קוטן פרסט, you make a little crack, שיוכל לירס משום מעט אור, שבי אמות to see from there, a bit of אור, אחר כך מרחיב אין לו הסדק, and then slowly, slowly, you make the crack bigger, and then you take him out, להביא אוהלם, כך ישראל ומצרים, משוקים אינו משארי תום, ואילו אוהי אמר אלם, תקף זיו, שכינוס אלו יכוי לסבוי, לכן הוצרוכו לכל הדרגס, ענן ויקה, תכלס, הוי אבוסי לי מינדוש, ששכנתי בסויכם, איקה תכלס, is תקה, to arrive to a point where the godless המליכם, everything is there with us at all times, to make a mishkom, ושכנתי בסויכם, לבואי נשלם בדרך, לבואי קבוע, כבי יוכל, hold in and we see some shine and Moichin come down, they go away, they come back and they go away. It's like Rosh Hashanah giving us, like sending us flashes of the godless of Moichin. And then the tachlis was Mishkan Mishkanti Besoichim, that's the godless of Moichin, that's Shoira Nehid. הנה אומר חזל המהלך במקום סכון המספל תפיל קצור בכל פרש עשה איבו יהיו צריכים לפניך וכל מפרש בגמור אפילו בשעה שהם פורש נווה ואיבו נפורש נווה יהיו צריכים גלויים לפניך העניין הוא שהבויר ברוך הוא מצומצם אצל כל אחד מישראל והלג בשפז מצומצם העבריית ואפילו אצל ראש הגודל יש אצלו ידיין הבויר ברוך הוא הבויר ברוך מורדי כזך הלך במקום סכונה, כנוסה בי המקום הסכונה רוחני. יש הדבר ונתחיל את תפילה קצורה, ומוצ את תפילה קצורה, דפילה בשעסי יש פרש נעבירה צריכים. הנה נושבר מצומצם את כל אחד מישראל, כדי אצל ראש הגודל יהיה שאצל עדיין הבוי יסבורך, שמבראי, שלכל ראש הבוי הם להירו את שובה. דהיינו שהקדש ברוך הוא קוי רואי זה בעצמי, ואים שובה אליי. כשאין מייבן שהשם יסבורך קוי רואי זה. One of the, with the reign of honor, that's why the Heiliger Breslev Rebbe become like in his door, which is the door of Tshuva. His aura is being so nispashit because the Heiliger Reb Nachman's aura is an aura that calls out to the Rosh. It says the Rebbein Shalom is calling you Tshuva Eli, the Ava. Again, like we're discussing, it's the Atzmis, the Ava, the Rebbein Shalom, all whatever's going on outside, because it doesn't. The Rosh thinks the Rebbein Shalom doesn't want him anymore. That's the Yitzhar, that's the Rishis of the Yitzhar. Just imagine a person comes to a boy and says, you know, I saw your father, you got bad results. The teacher tells the child in school, you got bad results, your father doesn't like you anymore. Is there a bigger Rishis than that? Is there a bigger Rishis than that? Bigger Achzorius than that? To tell somebody that his father doesn't like him anymore? It's exactly what the Yitzhar does to Ayid. Ayid was Persian Aveir, Ayid to Aveir. Yitzhar says the Rebbein Shalom's had it with you. So Rebbein Shalom's my teacher? Shalom is my tata. It's the biggest Rasha, the biggest Rishis of the Yitzhahara. That's why that's the vote of the Rasha Mo Oime Mo Avoda Azayis Lachem Lachem Veloy Loy. He feels that he feels Fisha Hoytzi Atzma Men Aklal. The Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara told him, Mr. Rasha, you're out of the Machne Bechla. You're out of the Machne Bechla. We bring him in to say the night. We bring him in to say the night to show him that when the Rebbein Shalom is in this gala as a tata, so he's got a few children, every child you see him at Hashem, each child is different, all the tzaddikim about it, but every child is different, every child is different tchunis. Keneged arba bonim divrei Torah. The rishus of the Yitzhahara is that when a yid does an aver, and a yid does an yirida, the Yitzhahara tries to be oike the hargosha, the ben-av relationship that yid has to a father. And that's mamish the point. That we're telling the Rosh that with that attitude, yeah, that attitude, it's the worst attitude you can have. Lachem loy loy, hoitzi atzmoy mila klal. How can you hoitzi atzmoy mila klal? It's atzmi stikam, you atzmi stikam a chuba, you atzmi stikam a chuba with a. Atzmus tika mechuba with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So more in the Kazakh. That's why it's the opposite of the Rosh, because the opposite of the Chacham, right? Not the Chacham should be a tipish, the opposite of tipish. This guy's not a tipish. This is a rishis tika hanhoga. To think that the Rebbein Shalom doesn't feel that he's a ben anymore. It's a rishis tika feeling. So Chachma is Abba, right? Chachma, we said, is Abba. Chachma O'Aymen, it's the beginning of Abba. Chachma speaks out the relationship, the Av Ben relationship that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Atmistika relationship. He realizes the Eidus, Mishpatim, Chukim, they're all ways of getting to the Atmis. They're all ways of getting to the Atmis. The opposite of Chacham, who's Megala the Atmis, Megala the Tata Kesher, is the Rosha. He doesn't feel a bend to the Av anymore. He feels ready Mechutz Lamachne. It's a Pel de Kazach. It's Ma Mishamar de Kazach. That's the whole Yisod. Who built the Mishkan? Mishkan, Bezalel, and also Aliyov. Where was Aliyov? Which Shevet was he from? It's from Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan was the Shevet, which was Kilo Niflat from the Nanako. He was at the end. He's the Yerud Mikol Ashvatim. Yehud is the Shpitz. Yehud is the Shpitz. And Dan is the other way around. It's the opposite. Except the Mishkan had to be bare. We came there in Dan and then Shevet Dan and the Mishkan. But the Teretz is that what was Dan's Avodah? Dan's Avodah, I don't want to close the Shkoyah. Shevet Dan's Avodah was an avoider that he was, as you do, he was like at the back, and all the stragglers he used to bring back in. Yeah? So he was ma'asif, what's the word? Ma'asif l'chala machnas or something. And Nemes says that the Hilger of Nachman says that the vort is that he was ma'asif all the netzaitzes that had gone away, he brought them all back. In other words, Shevet Dan ba'imik. Shevet Dan Ba'imik is the one who shows all the Yidden who are on the outside, who are Yotzim in a klal, he brings them in, the Gehes in them, and you belong inside. That's Shevet Dan. That's the Mishkan. Mishkan is where all the Yidden, even the Rasha, came to the Beis HaMikdash, came to the Mishkan, and the Mishkan we all felt, wherever matzav we are, we felt that we're coming home. We were out of the house. We're coming home. The Haim. That will be the Tata Voint. Avinashem Shemayim Voint. That's the Sod. The Mesechus Chagiga. Chom Mesechus Chagiga. That you have to bring the cotton as well to the Beis HaMikdash, right? He's a cotton who's potter called She'ini Yochel Likram HaKsifa Shel Oviv. And he says, and he's in, and Basil says, somebody fell into katnus. How do you take him? How do you schlep him into the Beis HaMikdash? Taking him home. And the whole sugi is of katnus shegil achinach, katnus shelegil achinach, tzchagiga de kinyonim, yontif de kinyonim, mishkan de kinyonim, Beis HaMikdash de kinyonim, Beis HaMikdash de kinyonim. Even a yid who's a meifin shel katnus, you need to bring him. Bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the sod of even the Rosha. I mean, Beis HaMikdash was a mokum for Be'etz Ke'ilu, not just for Roshon, but Be'etzim Chatos Oshon. It's for sinners. It's a chaytim. It's a mokum. If a chaytim should have him in a chas v'shalom, then he doesn't have a home anymore. Baruch Shalom says, "Come to my house." Kodesh Kodashim is after the Yichud, after you get said, "Ready, say it." He lies home. There's a child that comes home filthy. So the father said, "Go have a shower first and then come into the dining room." Oh, but he's not going to say, go to the neighbor, have a shower, and then come home. So Ben Shalom says the first part of the Mishkan was the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Come with all your Averis. Come with all the Shmutzig Averis. Wash yourself off well. Wash yourself off well. I still love you. And then you can come in closer. More in the Kazakh. Therefore, later he sees Mitzrayim, where we were so dirty. So, Rabbi Shlom, how did Rabbi Shlom, we didn't have a Bais HaMikdash, we didn't have a Shtib. So, Rabbi Shlom says, I'll show you Kaddish and then Orchatz. I'm not even asking you now to wash your hands. I'm not even asking you at this point straight away to clean yourselves as pastish. I'm bringing you the Kedusha in your matzah the way it is. In the matzah the way it is. So, who can say that he doesn't belong there then? Who can say that he doesn't belong? Has a ava that a father comes down, mamish, and he makes himself kaviyachol keilu. He comes down into all the lichluch, to show us kedusha and to mashpia us kedusha. This is the gresta ava, the gresta avus. And the rushes and say loitzi lachem, ma'avoidas it's lachem. He's missed the whole point of it. He's missed the whole point that the Rosh Hashanah loves him even though he's a rush. That's the difference between a Yid and a Goy. A Goy is Tomei. The Rosh Hashanah villain is Shom Bechla. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't want kesher with him. A Yid, Rosh Hashanah Chiba. First Rashi in Vayikra. By a Goy? By Bilam? By Yoko Alakim and Bilam? Rosh Hashanah Tuma. Ech, Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to be there. Rosh Hashanah Keri, Rosh Hashanah Tuma. Or Vayikra and Moshe. Or by a Yid. Rosh Hashanah Chiba, Rosh Hashanah Ava. Chob Echlib. And then now the parasha can tell us all the different korbanos. Bring this korban azachet. Every korban was a kapara. The oil was mechapa lehir alev. Hir alev was even a tifa aver that penetrated very high. And all the various, after the Rebbe Shalom tells us, "I love you and you're always my son," then it tells us to bring korbanos. Only after that, nekudim tell us to bring korbanos. That's the sod. That's Achona, Vayikra is Achona for Pesach. How does Rabbi Shalom show that? You haven't seen it? Oh, fine. Zeo Vayikra Moshe, Ksiv Aleph Zeira, a little Aleph. Hainush Hashem is Baruch Shu, Alufi Shu Oilam, who metzumtzum eitz l'kol echad m'Yisrael. Rabbi Shalom is metzumtzum l'kol echad m'Yisrael, v'koyre oisoy, loshuv. Rabbi Shalom calls every Yid, come back. Hiruria tshuva sheboim loy. Mepnei shezeh einem meivin shezeh oisa Hashem yisbarach lachen ksuv vayikra stav. Moedi kazach. That's the mamish the words we said. Like the Rosh Hashanah nish does. The Eibush is calling him. The Aleph is the chumpele. And the Moshe brings the Aleph and is metzamtzim the pele elyon. Keser pele elyon. And Moshe is metzamtzim that comes to us. Comes to the Rosh Hashanah, to the chayte. Calls him to read off in a Russia. Shuvu Eli, talking about a Russia. So Rabbi Shalom comes to him and says, Shuvu Eli, I'm coming down, and the Pelelian's coming down to you. But that was the hair, and you have to be able to hear it. Ayikra Moshe is the beginning of anonymous. Kilu, this is Stainish. This is a Hargosha. Which Hargosha? It's a mystic Hargosha. You can't be Mazmi. You can't say straight out, Kilu, you can be Mazmi in words, a Hargosha of a father to a child. Kenish Mazmi, eh? The love, the ahava for father child, we can only learn it from the shlili. Somebody who hasn't got children, the chas v'shalom, is not allowed to be a member of Sanhedrin. He's a chzori, he doesn't know rachmanis. In other words, from the shlili, you can learn the ahava of an av to a ben. And when Shalom comes, vayikra Moshe. It's not something you can be mazbeh with words. Vayikra Hashem al Moshe. Kilur ben Shalom, vayikra Hashem al Moshe. Tough as the heron. You have to be able to feel it. And the little Aleph is coming, all its little Aleph means it's a big Aleph, but it's mitzamtzim itself to come into a little Aleph. It's mitzamtzim itself. And it comes into a little Aleph. And it shows the Moedig Ahava that Rosh Hashanah has to us. And so he's calling us to come back. He's calling us into the Bais HaMikdash. Moedig Azach. He's calling us to come into the Bais. He's calling the Rosh Hashanah to come into Tshuva, to come. It's Moedig Azach. When he wants he understands, then my daba shemela moed loed leimoi. Tainik shabol asas is a veir vakot shpocham enea is a ledeiz a sibish luchol asas a veir areu kumen shemedaba elo. It's like he speaks to him, shuba elai, ad mosa yitelech achai ahab lehahab alecha. And that's pshat, mispalut for l'katzara l'katzara klippis. Katzara is l'katzara, l'oshan katzira. Tefillah Katzara, Tefillah to be Mekatze, the Klippas. And what do you say? Yeshes Amcha, Tefillah B'Shasha, Poishin Averis, going back to the Chazal that he brought before, the Gemara and Brachas. And Zeresh Amcha Chazal, Tofzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeravim, Chayza B'cha, V'hayin B'Shasha, Yiboygit, Shoy, Yimid Makrit, L'Avoy Dezara, Yeravim was being Oyu L'Avoy Dezara, V'chi Chayza Anovi, V'ratza L'Shleich B'Yad, Yeravim wanted L'Shleich B'Yad, the Pasuk that says, V'tib Hashi Yodoy, and this happened that his hand became numb, V'lo Yoyach Lav, L'Avoy Dezara, V'chi Chayza Anovi, that's Yeravim shall chap that as the biggest message from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hayinu kama she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu chazoy b'cho. Hayinu mamash shemanu memenu. Yisborach. That's mamish mamish the message for Leil Seder. Rebbeinu Shalom came down. Mamish lo yedei malach. The Aleph, the Pele Elyon itself. Pele Elyon itself. And he didn't come down chas v'shalom in the oifen of Hayokar. Came down with Chibah. Came down with Ahava. Came down with Ahava. If you come down without Ahava, then you send somebody else. Malach, Shliach, Sarov. Hashem's got plenty. Hashem says, no, the Tata, and this is the Tata, the child, the father himself. Father himself comes down. And that's the Ben Shalom comes down to every single person. And this whole union of katnus of the Ben, the baby, the child, the bitcha, mincha, that's all the chinus of katnus amoichin. Even the Yid is b'katnus amoichin. He has to realize that the Ben Shalom is coming to him, the Ben Shalom is inviting him back with the hechsta moichin. Ben Shalom comes with the aleph. Aleph is the keser. The father comes down and is willing to pour, willing to give the child the hechsta moichin. Just shuvei elai, just turn back to me. I'm waiting, I'm ready, says Rabbi Shlomo. It's the famous Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, Kesha Yoshev. Rambam pek aleph, halacha aleph. Kesha Yoshev. Rabbi Shlomo is there all the time. Rabbi Shlomo is waiting for us to turn around. And that was the Adam and Chava after the Chet, they hid. Banshlan says, Ayeka, where are you? I'm here, Kilu, Banshlan says, Kaviyacha. I'm here, where are you? I'm waiting for you. They thought, Kilu, it's all, that's it. Chas v'shalom. Kara v'lach adova v'ficha. Banshlan is with us, he's bekirva to us all the time. This sod was nizgal in Mitzrayim. Then Klai is just like a father, goes like this, suddenly the child sees the father like this. It's the sod of the Mishkan as discussed in Kisvei Rabbeinu Ari Yechiel and Parshas Mishpatim. Mishkan was a makom of Ritza. What's the sod of Ritza? We're running back to the Rebbeinu Shlom's arms. It's the sod of Ritza. Ritza means Acherecha Narutza. Acherecha Narutza. When it's Nizgala, this Gewaltige Yesod, that even the Russian, even the Chayte, the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachol is waiting with open arms, then there's a Ritza towards it. Chenes Mashcheni Acherecha Merutza. Once Yid has that Matzav Kli, he has that Vayikra Kli, the chilek between a Yiddish Rasha and a Goyish Rasha, the Yiddish Rasha is without the Aleph, and the Yiddish Rasha, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Kilo with the Aleph. Calling him to come down, the Pele Elyon comes down. Then it's a makom of Ahava. Then it's a makom of Ahava. Amar Dikadach. It's the Adam Rishon. You know the Ahava the Rebbeinu Shlom had was when it was galut to Adam Rishon. Even after the Chet, it's b'chin of Adam ki Yakrev mikem korban Hashem. Korban is Lashon Kirov. I feel a noch in Yeridus. The whole Indian of a Korban is Lashon Kirov. Rebbeinu Shlom has waited to be in Karavas. So we're all Katanim, we all have our Katnas, we're all Katanim, we're all in Golas, we're Pelel Pesach. Rebbeinu Shlom says the father gets tiny. In certain ways, the father gets more tiny from a little baby than a grown up child. A little baby sweeter, is more geschmack. Galich b'naya tata, b'naya tata. There's no one zachoch, there's a rasha tam she'ini day lishol. No chilek. Ben Shalom just wants us to turn to him, and that's how Ben Shoyl. The captain's the Ben. It's Shoyl. He's Shoyl a mevakish. Shoyl a mevakish. He's Shoyl a mevakish. That's all the Ben Shalom wants. That's all the Ben Shalom wants. And then, and Ben Shalom is nisgalat us b'meloi. לא יודע מה לך, לא יודע שליח. אומר את זה כזך. אבל ברוך השם, just makes the Ava celebrate. Ava, we have to the one שלהם. Inside the Av, Hashem doesn't look. Child does stupid things, knocks things over. Father enjoys it. It's part of the Zachelik of the Tainim. Chinuch, it's Mechanachim, Venish Chinuch. Say that, it's cute, let him get away with it. Chitzav. Gewaltig. Gewaltig. Wenschlein sind der Heilige Tate. They all belong only to the Yiddish folk. Wenschlein sind not a father of the Goyim. Bonim Atem, Hashem Lekich. Wenschlein doesn't enjoy their company. Ayoko Lekim Abila. שמי ארוך נעקות החונס מצא שם את החונס, שם עושה גודל
כל עד הקוקה מהחונס
הוא?
כל עד הקוקה
מהחונס החונס הוא קפנס and then we're asking בן המבקש המבקש it's also under half chona of when you explain to your children the pashto the taich and the pashto dos which the vada leike mitzvah. This is the kuda. How can the two come together? On one hand, all the moichin come down. We discussed this before. On the other hand, you know, there was a wicked king, and he became the Sarai Mechla. The Teretz says, kfi, that we get gadlus amoichin, kfi, that we understand how the Rabbeinu Shalom at Zacharub gilos to us, that's how much we have to teach ourselves to go down to our children. Understand why they come back down together? We get these moichin amoichin, we realize how much kaviyochel Rabbeinu Shalom was mashpil. Kaviyachli is moichin to come to us. It's like a hecher zachin. We're not shyach to them. And the Rebbein Shleinam was mashpil. Kaviyachli mashpil. So to bring us down all these moichin. So this is that's a billion trillion. It's ain shir, ain aruch, ain erach bichlal. To that you read it. How much more it's mechayev us for us to go down to our children. Explain them in the posh of the way. Halachta b'drochel. Just like the Rebbein Shleinam just came down all the way. So too, we have to go down all the way. Okay, you can't be bothered to be marach with your children, answer all their kashas. Just the same tata as the Ibshtas Dinzer tata. Ma, who, Av? Av, Ato, Av. Just like he came down tonight and gives us all the moichen, so too, we have to go down on your level, on the child's level. That's why they come simultaneously. It's a crash course in patience. Then when they go to bed and they're tired and they're already eating the kazayas or whatever, then you can probably benihim as a tiny. But if they get very, very tired, it's important for you to chef kazayas matzah, it's important for you not to admit it's gonna be years where you can go much slower. But it's important to go to read the maggid, you know, if they can't you can even let them put their head down after their avodah meinu, like be mazbe to them. Give them like a kitzer of the whole coming and let them, I don't know what ages they are, but I'm saying let them nod off. And then you can either wake them up for the kazayas matzah, or you know, if the chalashim and they're staying awake for it. So then you know it's a mitzvah for you to go through the Haggadah fast. And then you know the Makai and the mitzvah Zayom.
Not to go back to market afterwards.
You can do that as well. It depends on the if they sleep well and they, you know, daven a nearby marav. You know, it's nearby marav and don't, you know, go to mikveh. If you can go to mikveh after marav, for say the night. I'm saying then, you know, come straight and start kiddush straight away, mamish. As soon as you come home, start kiddush. Daven and then pesach and bayan. So it's the Rebbe comes out, mamish, like he comes racing. I don't take a Shabbos there. He goes onto the bima, and then he runs out. Like, you know, have to come home. Got to start Leilis Kaddish Shachar. Leilis Kaddish Shachar. Put the kittel on. Kittel is the white. White is chesed. Chesed is ava. Chesed. The Rebbeinu Shleinam. Kazokin. Rebbeinu Shleinam is like a b'china of loivin. Loivin elyon. It's a b'china of the b'shitas that Rebbeinu Shleinam has. The b'shitas, the kesher between the onka chochmas. B'shitas. That's the kesher that we have to have. The atzmi is the kesher, the kesher on chokhmas. Pshit is the kesher. In the Yiddishkeit, pshit is the echel of the echel of the echel. Posh to yidin, echel to yidin. Standing higher than everybody else. Posh to yidin. It's the pshit, that's the leuven of the kittel. Right. Ah, gewaltig. And this Erev Shabbos a godly, you have to really gear into godless. This week was the Hachor, the Hadrocha into Kaplan.